Take the steering wheel in your life with my book, The Driver's Seat. Climb out of life's back seat and step into your God-given purpose. This isn't just a book, it's a wake-up call to action. As the author, I guide you through realizing your true potential and living with purpose. Break free from life's back seat and those seat belts and seize control of your own destiny. Your purpose isn't just a dream, it's your reality waiting to be lived. So discover this book right now at whatsgood.work. Click on the link that says buy my books. Take charge and transform your own journey today. Welcome to What's Good, a podcast where each episode is a journey into finding and feeding our good wolf, the best version of ourselves. I'm Jay Floyd, certified life coach and the mind behind the What's Good brand. I'm here to guide you through a deep dive into a single powerful topic every episode. Together, we'll explore how even the most seemingly mundane moments are still opportunities to nourish our positive nature. From uncovering life's hidden lessons to fortifying our inner strengths, What's Good is dedicated to helping you recognize and cultivate the goodness that exists in and around us. So join me on this journey as we seek out and savor the good in every aspect of our lives. Come on. Let's go. Yes. Welcome again, y'all, to another episode of What's Good, the podcast. I am your host, Jay Floyd, certified life coach, also known as Coach Big Bro. I am also a data engineering manager in the SaaS space. I'm also an actor, rapper, a little bit of everything. And what I do here on this podcast is try to talk about what's good in a lot of aspects of life, right? Good is kind of a term that's followed me my entire life, man. I grew up as one of two brothers, and I was the good kid. I was the good one. My mother would say it. My stepmother would say it. My teachers would say it. He's the good one. You know, he's the good one. My brother was kind of a bit of the troublemaker, right? He pushed every boundary. He was a negotiator. He got what he wanted out of life, right? He ate life up, ate it up, like ate, no crumbs left on the plate, right? And one of the things my brother used to always tell me, man, he would say, you know what, man, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. And, you know, as a kid, I would be like, how could he say something like that? Like, mom would be appalled, right? Like, how could you, right? We must follow the rules. But I want to challenge that. So today's episode is called What's Good About Breaking the Rules, right? I want to challenge the notion that accepting rules, limitations, boundaries at face value is the best way to navigate life. I want to challenge that. Here I am, 48 years old, much wiser than that 8-9-year-old kid who looked at his big brother to say, no, that's not the way to go. Don't do that, right? I've learned now that it is super important to question the status quo. The status quo rules as they exist when you meet them are not always and usually not in the best place. The line is not drawn at the right place yet. It's just drawn. It's there because somebody put it there or somebody moved it there. And a lot of them can move if you push on them, right? One of the first challenges, actually the first challenge that I ever faced when I moved from being an engineer in the data world for 15 years, moved into being a manager, a people manager in the data world, was going from this person who was a specialist, who specialized in finding creative ways to deliver despite challenges, limitations, shortages, all of that, right? Boundaries. going from that person who I, my whole career, you know, part, it was my ego, it was my value, it was what I brought to the table. And going from that, I had to learn how to be a manager whose job it is to question the boundaries, push on them, know which ones to accept, which ones not to, and then hand those off to the engineer who then does what I used to do, get creative with the existing boundaries. So going from a person who just accepts the boundaries and starts getting into his crossover dribble and doing his thing to a person who's wise enough to push or accept, know when to trade off. It was a huge change. It's still a shift that I work on to this day. It's a big change, but it's super important. It's a gift that I'm glad I got because you can take this ability to push on walls just to see how sturdy they are, to see how, if they move, and apply it across life. Adhering strictly to the rules without questioning them confines us to a box in life. Not, this is not just about a job. This is about in life. So many times we walk into a room and it's just got not even rules written on the wall. Not even rules written on paper. There's rules that are unspoken that people are communicating to us through their looks, through their vibe. And I know, speaking as a black man who grew up in America, I am so used to walking in a room and the rules get dictated to me non-verbally, just in the way people are acting or responding to me. I can read what the rules are. But guess what? You can still push and question unwritten rules. So what that I spent the majority of my life having rules dictated to me as soon as I walk into a room? I can still push on them. I don't want to live life in a box. I don't want to limit my growth. So I want you to start to see rule breaking or rule pushing. It's not really defiance. It's really a necessary step for progress and creativity. And you'll know if you really examine the lives of people who have accomplished great things, you will see that they did not accept the box. It's where it comes from when people say live outside the box. They're really talking about the rules written on the wall, the rules written on paper, and the rules written in the looks of the public, the rules in the eyes of the people looking at you, those rules that are conveyed there, right? Last time I talked about Donald Trump in our last episode, I'm going to go back to that. You know, Donald Trump's presidency was an example of how breaking conventional rules, it can garner you both criticism and admiration, but it can forward you to what you're looking to do. That whole 4 years, you know how many of my friends would be like, man, I can't believe he just did this. You know, he did something a president can't do. And look, I'm not talking about breaking laws because any of those we need to do what we need to do about that. But if he steps in and says something, does something, speaks up for a certain group, and we're like, how could he do such a thing? Really, what I started to feel was, man, I wish I had a champion in high places speaking for the things that are important to me and willing to push the boundaries and conventions to stand up for things that are important to me. So more so than I was upset at him, I was a little jealous. Right? So I want to express to you that we should be champions, right? A champion, I want to run down this definition of a champion. There's a multiple definitions. A champion is obviously the winner of first place. We know that one. The second one is a person who has defeated all opponents in a competition. We know that. But then there's another one, and that's a person who fights for or defends any person or cause, fights for, willing to fight, push against what's existing. Be a champion first for yourself, When you start a job and you're onboarding and they're explaining to you the way things go, the things they are explaining to you are never 100% set in stone. You should ask and push and challenge anything that doesn't fit what you feel or what you feel is going to be needed for your growth. Needed for your growth. Question it. Anything that you might think is an unnecessary limitation in your personal and your professional life, advocate for a mindset shift towards innovation. Innovation. Innovation inherently means to push against the existing to get something new. So I just want to wrap up here by saying thank y'all for listening to this episode. I know I get a little fired up when I talk about this one, but I think it's so important. It's so important to all of my folks out there, man, all of my what's gooders who are listening to me and vibing with my coaching and my management speeches and approach. Have the courage to push against the rules, the ones written on the wall, the ones written on paper, and especially the ones written in other people's gaze. Push back on it. Do not allow your life to be lived completely in a box. So thank y'all for joining me again. Next time, we'll roll on to something else and find what's good in every aspect of life. Talk to y'all later. Ready to revolutionize your content creation? Discover Deep Brain AI, the cutting-edge solution in AI video synthesis. Create lifelike AI videos with ease, ideal for presentations, educational content, or just boosting your digital marketing. Your AI avatar waits to deliver messages with natural expressions and natural voices. It'll be just like hearing and seeing you and me. Experience the future of communication with Deep Brain AI. Discover more right now at whatsgood.work and click on our link that says visit our sponsor.